And this is your wake-up call. If you haven't made plans to take a long lunch tomorrow, man, you got to get your excuse in with the boss. You got to come up with the long sales call or the out-of-office meeting that you don't know if you're making it back at. You know, I might see you guys Friday. We've got a long distance to travel. You got to make your excuses because you got basketball and you got a beautiful day at hand tomorrow. And we're going to be out at Carolina Ale House, the all-new, the brand-new Carolina Ale House, West Broad Village, starting tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I'll be out there from 11 to 1 with Fox Sports 910. And you want to be there, especially between 11 and 12:30, because we're going to be signing up people. You got to be 21 years or older to get in our Luck of the Irish contest. And because it is St. Patty's Day, and my last name is McElroy, you got to throw in a little Irish there. And what we're going to do is we're going to sign up people. We're going to pick 10 names at 12:30. And at 12:45, we're going to line up those 10 people with 10 pots of gold. And underneath those pots of gold, one will have a $250 gift card to Diamonds Direct. Four will have gift cards for Carolina Ale House. And five will have Lucky Charms cereal underneath. Just depends which one you pick. You got to be there to sign up. You got to be there to get in. And you got to be there to be part of the Luck of the Irish contest tomorrow. Carolina Ale House to watch a little college basketball. West Broad Village, 11 to 1 with me, Wes McElroy, and Fox Sports 910. I will be listening to the sounds of John Lazer tonight. Call NIT basketball as it's Virginia Tech and Princeton opening round. Virginia Tech, a 3 seed. And Laze, you know I've talked about this before. Like last year when we were talking tournaments, we talked about it this year before with Virginia Tech. I'm not a guy who's big into the NIT. It's not my thing. Some teams, it's not their thing. They feel shunned to be in the NIT. Some feel like it's a consolation prize for not getting in the tournament. But this does feel different. This feels like a reward for Virginia Tech. What do you get the sense from the team, what's for them to be in the NIT?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that The Bachelor is finally concluded, so you have some time to pay attention to us up here, Wes. That means a lot to us. But, yeah, no, I'm with you. I remember having that conversation.
Do we really want to get in this conversation for the guy who cleared an entire series of Gilmore Girls on Netflix? Do we really want to go there, Lays?
Gilmore Girls. It wasn't Gilmore Girls. I was a big OC fan back in the day.
Okay. We'll just leave it at
Gilmore
that.
Gilmore Girls was smartly written, by the way.
Moving along.
Yeah, I remember having that conversation with you. And, yeah, I was in that same category as well. And I think when you don't have a direct association or you're a direct fan of a program that's in the NIT, you're not going to be as a casual fan all that interested in the outcome, especially with the polarizing effect that the NCAA tournament has and should have, because I continue to think it's the best sporting event of the year from a casual fan standpoint. But no, it's an absolutely big deal for this Virginia Tech program because it represents growth and it represents something that you haven't been able to participate in years. And it's just another opportunity for, let's say, Chris Clark to stay on the court with these guys after missing some time. And this is a team that is continually improving. We've seen that week to week and game to game at the tail end of the season. So they not only go into this NIT tournament, which, by the way, is a different tournament than it was just a couple of years ago. It's a much more difficult tournament to get in. I think it's a better and more competitive field. You see a lot of these mid-major teams that won the regular season tournaments that didn't win their conference tournaments in this, so it should be a more competitive spirit than when you just take, let's say, the 7-8-9 team from the ACC and the Big 12 and match them up, and you've got a lot of disinterest and a lot of mediocrity, because that's not what this Tech team profiles as. This team is not necessarily an underachieving, middle-of-the-pack, Power 5 team. It's a team that right now is on the rise. There's a lot of momentum around it, not only on the floor, but throughout the community, throughout their fan base. We saw that, of course, when they played at the Verizon Center in their second round game the other night. That was just an awesome showing from Virginia Tech fans, and you get the sense of excitement. So, yeah, it's going to be a tremendous night tonight against Princeton. I think I'm a little worried about the matchup and the difference in style that you're going to see tonight and how the Hokies handle that, but it's going to be a heck of an experience, and they're going in with the intention of making a run in the NIT, and I think motivation is a lot of times the biggest issue when you get into this tournament. And the Hokies definitely have that.
8 o'clock tonight right here on Fox Sports 910. John Lazer will be on the call. I know I ask you a lot about Buzz, you know, and Buzz's philosophies and Buzz's principles, but from being around the players, John, the entire season, was there something that you found, and maybe it was just a taste of success, maybe it was something for these guys to realize with a little success that they could do this, but is there a guy that you've seen the most growth in on this team? Is there one guy that you could point to and say, totally different guy in March compared to November?
Well, I think it's easy to say that with the freshmen, and I think there's been some of that in all those guys. I mean, Kerry Blackshear came in as a very intelligent basketball player, but not necessarily knowing the physicality that was necessary, and he's not anywhere close to being all the way to the player that he'll be, and not being 100% has had a portion of that. But Justin Robinson has had a remarkable growth, and I think you'll see a common thread to my answer when I talk about these guys, and a lot of that growth comes from realizing the players that they could be, because a lot of the guys on this roster are guys that were discarded or overlooked or not necessarily recruited as highly as they're playing at this point. Robinson would certainly be in that category due to a lack of size, even though he was highly thought of out of high school. But he has really become the straw that stirs the drink, as it were, for this Hokies team. I think right now, and I wouldn't have said this even as recently as late January, that this team is not nearly as efficient or in rhythm when he's not on the floor. And you saw that in the first half when he was in some foul trouble in the quarterfinal game in the ACC tournament against Miami. So his growth has been outstanding to me. I think that it's interesting when you look at the different styles of growth or the different kinds of growth, and that I think Seth Allen has really grown as a player. And I don't just say that because he started to score in bulk, but you see his decision making getting better. I think he's really started to buy into what system basketball is. And I kind of liken it to a younger me when you start to have some money after college and whatever, and you have no idea how to spend it. You have no idea what to do. Sometimes you do the right things, and a lot of times you don't. And that was Seth earlier in the season. He was explosive, but he was also reckless. And now we're seeing less of those reckless stretches. And the efficiency that also is provided from Robinson has allowed him to be explosive, but to do it in a way that doesn't necessarily rock the boat back and forth, as it were, for the Hokies. And this entire team, in some degree, has grown a lot alongside of each other. I think you've seen that with Chris Clark, although it's been diminished a bit by the time that he missed. But even in the last 6 weeks since he's been back, or if it's even been 6 weeks of the month or so that he's been back, I think you've really started to understand the system that this team is running on both ends of the floor. So that growth has been remarkable, and I think it's been somewhat contagious throughout the team as well, because I think the other guys see the success that Justin Robinson starting to have and say, well, I better pick it up. And, Jalen Hudson is the latest to see that. I think he went through kind of a downturn when Chris Clark came back in terms of his role, and then we saw him start to emerge again in D.C.
Lays, we got two storylines here. We got the game tonight, and then we have the rumors around Buzz Williams' name for other jobs. You were here many springs for Shaka Watch with Oklahoma State rumored to be out there, TCU rumored to be out there. Do you have concerns that the call could come from Buzz, that he could not be the coach at Virginia Tech next year?
Well, I think there's always concerns because there's just such an uncertainty in sports, and the money sometimes is so gigantic. And obviously Oklahoma State is a place that has almost unlimited resources when it comes to that. But in terms of knowing Buzz and knowing what he wants to accomplish and knowing where he is in that process and knowing his family and knowing how anchored they are, I'm not necessarily concerned about that going forward. And I think when you look at the steps that he's taken from a program standpoint, and you really get to know Buzz, and I'm not going to say that I know him in totality, but I know him obviously a lot better than most do at this point, that I think he has very distinct goals and distinct things that he wants to accomplish here, and I don't think he's not necessarily close to getting there just yet. And I heard the way he answered the question yesterday about being a father first, and I think people misread that to talk about his own family. I think he means that about the guys as well, that he considers sons on this team that he's recruited here, that he has had buy into what he's building here. So I think if you look between those lines, he doesn't have any intention at this point of leaving. And when you also look at Buzz Williams and what he's done here, I think that it's natural that you're going to get. I mean, the first time in the history of the ACC, and only the first time that the last place team in the ACC has made the jump that this team has, and only the third time in the history of this historic conference that a team has, obviously is going to be speculation. I mean, who in the country right now is not going to have Buzz Williams associated with an opening? But as I was talking to Brian before we fired this up, this Tech job, because of what he's done, is no longer a job where you say Oklahoma State is a markedly better opportunity than Virginia Tech. It's not the case because of what he's already done and because of the athletic director that you have here that's willing to invest in what he's trying to do.
And it comes with success. You see it with Tony Bennett. You saw it with Shaka Smart. And, yes, you will see it with Buzz Williams.
And Chris Mooney. People forget that he was
Miami back in 2011.
Coveted. Yeah, and a couple of other places from what I remember, too.
All right, that's the future. How about tonight, the present? It's Virginia Tech. It's Princeton, 8 o'clock right here, Fox Sports 910. The Hokies hosting an NIT game. We'll come back. We'll get into that a little bit more. We'll get Laser's NCAA thoughts. And, yes, there will be a lightning round with John Laser, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, there for you in any case. Visit them at cowangates.com. More with John Laser next on Fox Sports 910.